Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What gives you hope in a matchup where very few people outside of D.C. are going to give Washington much of a chance? That is the question. At 800-636-1067.
The easiest answer, I'll get out of the way first. I have two things. One is we got Jaden Daniels. He plays here. Makes a lot of bad look fun. He's the the black clothing, the vertical stripes, the good mirror, the good lighting. Makes a lot of gross people. Like a lot of fives look like eights, thanks to Jaden Daniels. That's number one, and that's obvious. Number two, I'll throw a couple numbers at you. 559, 382, 475. These are not signals, it's not a phone number. Yardage totals. Got some point totals to go with them against the Detroit Lions. That defense, despite our most recent sample where they shoved it on Minnesota, Aaron Glenn did a great job. That was awesome. 34 points given up to the San Francisco 49ers. Chicago moved the ball at will and sabotaged themselves, but had a great chance to score probably 30 points. The Bills scored 48 against them. The Packers, 31. You see the theme here. Detroit can score, and it's the best offense in the sport. They're unbelievable. Washington can't stop them. I don't know that they can stop Jaden Daniels. And if you're in a firefight, if you're going back and forth and back and forth, then maybe whoever's got the ball last has a chance. I mean, again, Detroit is favored. They should be favored. They're better. You play this game 10 times, maybe Washington wins 1.5. That's not the point. The point is, there's no sure thing when it comes to that defense. And I like Washington's chances to put up some points. And then who knows?
It's not baseball, man. You don't need to win best of 7, 4 out of 7 series. It's not how this is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to beat them once. You're right. The Lions' defense is also where I'd like to isolate my hope and conversation here. They played an inspired, tremendous game against the Vikings. They were nearly perfect. It was awesome. It was a standalone primetime national TV game. Everybody watched it. The discussion and the discourse right now about Detroit is different and I think flawed because of that one game defensively. This has been a bad defense for much of the year. Aaron Glenn's going to get a head coaching job, primarily because he is an extension of Dan Campbell, and he's kind of the guy in that building viewed as, along with Campbell, most responsible for setting that culture. Former player, player-friendly, beloved. He's done a pretty good job at times with that defense, statistically. Not this year, though, but with all those injuries. Now, he had a masterful performance against the Vikings. He was splendid. I think he was already getting a head coaching job. That was the nail in the coffin of any chance that he wouldn't. And understandably, it was as impressive an individual coaching day as I think I've seen in the league this year. It was that good. He's a good football coach. But that defense is not that good because of their injuries. They won't have Aiden Hutchinson back. They're not going to have the majority of the 15-plus guys that they've lost on that side of the ball this year. Even with that masterpiece and that gem against the Vikings, this is the number 27 defense in the NFL in yards per play. This is the number 30 defense in the league in yards per game allowed, but they're 22nd per play against the run and against the pass. They are bottom 4 in the NFL at getting sacks. Pressure has not been something routinely that they generate. And to generate it, they've got to send extra guys. That means Jaden Daniels sees where it's coming from and throws behind the blitz. I do believe this matchup for Washington is way better for their offense than going to Tampa was. I believe that. Indoors, you're not dealing with any kind of, 50 degrees outside, Tampa, Florida. It's going to be a terrible place to play in terms
noisy.
Of loud, getting off the ball and not having penalties and false starts. That'll get tougher. But otherwise, just the matchup offensively, this will be an easier game for the offense. It's a worse matchup overall. You're less likely to win it than you were because the Lions are just a lot better than the Bucks.
Yeah.
But You got Jaden Daniels, and that defense is susceptible to allowing you to move the football. You're going to score.
So the plan for me would be to do what you did against Tampa, turned up to 11, which is we're not going for the quick strike offense. We may run tempo, but we'll use the full play clock. The longer you've got the ball, the longer they don't have it. So I'd anticipate Washington trying to do more of the same. Now, again, easier said than done, because that implies you got at some point get Detroit off the field. And I don't know how they do. As they've got Montgomery, they've got Gibbs, they've got St. Brown, they've got Williams over the top, they've got Laporta, they got that excellent offensive line. Jared Goff's the maestro. A better defense could knock the string bean around a couple of times and maybe get him off his mark. This isn't the better defense. This is not a good one, quite frankly. So at some point, you got to get a stop. I don't know when that's going to happen, but to me, the hope is that you can make them go, for example, I'm just making this up, 45 minutes of real time without having the football. End the first half with a long drive. Halftime happens. You start the second half with a long drive. Maybe you get them off the rhythm a little bit. But the longer Washington's got the ball, kind of again doing what they did against Tampa, where they possess the ball for 35, 36 minutes, that's the design to me. That's the hope.
Goff in structure is
great.
Elite.
Yeah.
Right? In terms of being able to, if the play that is called is executed and the receiver gets free and comes out of his break and he gets to the back of the drop and he's not pressured, he doesn't have to move and he can deliver the football as a pure thrower.
He could spin it.
It's top 10. It's mm-hmm. top five, right? And we've seen this, like Cousins-esque in that way. When you got to start moving around and creating and extending with Jared Goff, that's where it becomes a problem. Dad just sent me a couple of updates here. So we know David Montgomery is going to be back at running back. That's huge. They're also probably going to get their guard Kevin Zeitler back. That, those are offensive, though. They're already a juggernaut. You only get better there, whatever. That's going to be a tall order. That's why probably Detroit wins the game, because Washington's going to have a hard time defensively. But on the other side of the ball, where you need them to stay banged up, mm-hmm. Terrion Arnold got hurt in that Vikings game, who's their corner. He'll probably play. He is saying that he's going to. And then Ennis Rakestraw is another one of their corners who's been hurt for a while, has been at least trending up. They have opened the practice window for him to come back from injured reserve. And we'll get more updates, obviously, as we get closer to the weekend.